again, like I said yesterday, just certainly had our opportunities there in the second half, and really couldn't convert on enough plays in the critical situations where we had opportunities there in the fourth quarter to win the game, and that's really all phases offensively. Couldn't really convert on the opportunities we had with good field position late in the fourth quarter when the game was either tied or we were down by three. Defensively, did a decent job of keeping them backed up for the better part of the second half, and particularly the fourth quarter there until the third and 25 play, which was maybe the most critical play of the game in terms of swinging field position. We stopped them at the end of that drive, I think, but ultimately then they punted us backed up. We couldn't get it out, punted it back to them, and, ended up giving up a field goal as a result. So, and then, the kicking game, we did a decent job of, taking advantage of some opportunities that we had, forced a couple of fumbles on the kickoff team. Did not punt the ball particularly well, against a good returner. We didn't allow a lot of return yards, but still didn't affect field position the way that we would hope to. All in all, again, just didn't do enough late in the game when we had an opportunity in a close game on the road against a good football team to win the game. Questions?
Seen all the playoff scenarios now? How do you feel going into this last week?
I'm briefed, I would say, on what they are. I'll say the same thing. The only thing we can control is what we do and how we play and how we prepare for the Chiefs. And I don't think hoping for something else to happen while you're playing or while you're getting ready to play the game is going to do you any good. So we understand that we have a chance. We understand that we have a chance not to be in, even if we do win. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about scenarios, though.
You're all professionals, but you're also all humans. What is the challenge to get the team to focus on what opportunities you could still have as opposed to what opportunities you wasted or lost?
Well, I think, we can go back through the whole season, if you want to talk about opportunities. Every week we have an opportunity to play our best football, put our best performance out there, our best coaching, whatever it may be. And looking backwards, I don't know, other than to try to learn from your mistakes, I don't really think it does a whole lot of good for you. We know this. We can win and we can play longer. And if that's the case and you get into the playoffs, you never know what can happen. It's a one game at a time season. And so to sit here and think back about some of the things that we wish we could change isn't going to benefit us right now, other than to learn from the things that we didn't do well the last few weeks in particular. Try to make those positives against the Chiefs, see if we can win the game, and then hope that we get an opportunity to play longer.
How are Russ and Kenny?
Russ and Kenny will both be placed on IR today. Sorry, I should have said that. Say it again. Russ does. We're still evaluating the other.
Do you have any conversation with Brandon Stokley, or is it one of those where he's
I did.
Been around a lot?
I did. Brandon, very professional, felt terrible about, not being able to help his teammates, our team, play the rest of the game. Unfortunate situation. I understand, that I think there was contact inadvertently, I think. I don't think anybody would do that on purpose, but, he's an emotional guy and just felt like there was, a foul on the play, but we'll move on from that. I understand what it was.
Colts rested players yesterday has some impact on you. In New England, you were in a position late in the season where you could rest players if
yeah.
you wanted to. What's your view on
it? I don't know. I think it's different for each team, and it's hard for me to speak about what they want to do and what their philosophy is. I'm not in their situation, and ultimately what matters the most is what happens in the postseason. So I think their season is going to be determined by what they do once the playoffs start, not what happened yesterday.
Do you think certain teams earn a right, so to speak, to do that, as opposed to other teams who don't have their history? And is there a difference in their case because they were undefeated and they have a right to do so, even though it may have the same effect on teams like you that are fighting?
I don't know. They certainly have the right to do whatever they want to do. I mean, you know, they've earned the right to do and choose to play however they want to play the rest of the way because of what they've done, you know, up to this point this year. So nobody's going to argue with the fact that they've earned the number one seed and home field advantage and all the rest of it. So once you put yourself in that position, then really you're dealing with an organizational philosophy or decision on what to do. And that's not our business, you know. Our business is to try to win and put ourselves in position so we don't have to depend on somebody to play their guys late. So,
any way you can nudge your good friend Bill Belichick to take it easy this week? One of the scenarios is Houston winning. That helps you.
Yeah. No. No, I'm not going to place any phone calls in that regard.
Any concern that this week's matchup with the Chiefs kind of mirrors playing the Raiders? Looked a little easy playing them out there, and then the game you played against the Raiders, same with how you did at Arrowhead, now you got to play them back here.
I think that the second time you play any opponent, the game is different. It was with San Diego. It was with Oakland. It is a lot of times when you see divisional teams play each other. The team knows you a lot better, you know them a lot better. It's harder to get away from them because usually in that first game you know, they get your best shot in terms of scheme and all the rest of the stuff that they haven't seen before. And then that second game around, you know, the scheme is fairly, you know, consistent. And because we just played the Chiefs recently, I mean, it's, you know, 4 weeks ago, whatever it may be, you know, now it's even more fresh on our mind, on their mind. And it's late December, early January, divisional game, a lot on the line. I would imagine it would be a close one. I mean, they played really well yesterday, and I haven't seen the whole thing yet, but played hard and took Cincinnati down to the wire in Cincinnati, so... there's a lot of things that change from the first time you play a team to the second time, and I wouldn't suspect that this would be any different.
When you look at what's happened, I mean, you guys start 6-0, 7-6. What's happened? I mean, in very general, do you think it's a confidence thing with your team? Do you think it's something physically you're not doing as well, like what's it been?
I think there's a lot of little things that go into winning and losing. I mean, you know, we can talk about running the ball or tackling, but, you know, as late as Kansas City, you know, we ran the ball pretty well and tackled pretty well, you know. And, you know, it's just you're playing good football teams at the end of the season that are all playing their best. A lot of them are playing for something. And, you know, you got to make some plays towards the end of the game by doing your job that affect the outcome of the game. We've put ourselves in position to win games, down by 5 late in the Indy game, ahead late in the Oakland game, tied yesterday all day in the fourth quarter, really, with Philly. And at that point in time, you've got to continue to do your job and try to make positive plays that will ultimately win the game. You can put yourself in position to win the game by playing well for a certain period of time, but if you don't ultimately, you know, make that scramble for 27 yards on 3rd and 25 or do whatever you need to do ultimately to determine the outcome, because a lot of these games are tied late. Cincinnati and Kansas City was tied late yesterday. Pittsburgh, Baltimore was tied late yesterday. Somebody's going to do something and they're going to win the game, and somebody's not. And so we've been in position, and we've made plays to win games late during the course of the season this year too. And we just haven't done it the last few weeks, and it's definitely come back to hurt us.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's the question. You guys did make all those plays early in the year. I mean, mm-hmm. Dallas game, New England, yep. all close games. You guys made those plays.
Yep.
Why are you not making those plays? That is, guys? I mean, same guys.
It's not that they don't want to. It's not that we're not playing hard. It's not that we're not trying to do what we're asking them to do. It's not that we're not coaching or preparing hard. I think it's football, and sometimes you're going to do some of those things and sometimes you're not. And there's no blame on one particular aspect, because we all have a share in this, and we can all affect the outcome of the game in different ways. And everybody's just got to continue to work hard and push through and fight and try to, you know, do their job, do their part. And ultimately, if you have enough guys doing that, you know, you're going to make the play to win the game.
One more. Josh, what do you see happening with the running game, particularly Noshon?
It's not. Let me just say this. Yesterday, you know, was we did not win the line of scrimmage offensively, period. So when I say that, I'm not talking about the backs. We did not win the line of scrimmage offensively, and they did a great job defensively of being more physical than we were up front. And, you know, they knocked us back in the backfield quite a few times and held us on a third and one. You know, we did convert a short yardage situation, but, you know, ultimately when we watch the running game, we're watching what's going on at the line of scrimmage. And if we're not winning the line of scrimmage, like I said before, it doesn't matter what back you have, doesn't matter who you're handing the ball to, you're not going to do a whole lot. And I'm not taking blame off the backs, because they can certainly do a better job of reading certain plays and all the rest of that. But it starts with what we do up front. We know that as an organization. We know that as an offense. I think everybody knows that around the National Football League. And until we win the line of scrimmage, which we've done this year a number of times, you know, you're not going to run the ball very well. That's just the bottom line.
Thank you.
You got it.